And we had a lot of guys not mentally prepared for the game. We got to take that. That's on us as a coaching staff. We thought we were where we needed to be. It looked like we were where we needed to be practice ago and yesterday's practice, but obviously it wasn't the case.
It is, they came out, they ran the floor well, and just you guys seemed out of position in a lot of places as well.
Defensively, you know, at times I didn't think it was too bad. But a lot of it has to do with offense. When you don't score the ball at least a little bit, then the morale defensively is going to be low. And so that's a lot of what happened is us playing so bad offensively that we became that way defensively too.
How much of that is missing shots? How much of that is just not running the offense well enough?
You really want to ask the tough questions on CD. We had a little bit of both. We had a little bit. We had a lot of the second of not running our stuff, and that's very frustrating as a coach. Very, very, very frustrating. And I know probably the people that were here at the game could see the frustration on everybody's face. But we had a lot of guys doing their own thing, and that's not going to work. And we're gonna have to change that.
Bit of a wake up call here for you guys going into WAC play.
Yeah, I think so, and it's one that I talked about with these guys. I didn't think that it would be like this, and our players didn't think it'd be like this. But I did warn them over the break that we needed to have a focused, concentrated effort to get better. Kind of like I talked with you in the pregame, is to take advantage of the practices we have over break and improve on the things that we still need to improve on. And I'm not so sure our guys really believed in that.
Well, if there's a positive to take from this game, they didn't quit on you. Fourth quarter, they played much better than they did the rest of the game. I think you outscored them 26-8 in that fourth quarter. You just kind of ran out of time, but you probably would have liked them to play that fourth quarter the whole game.
Yeah, that has no true test of the game because they're trying to stall and we're trying to run around. We don't have anything to lose. And a lot of people are like, well, dang, you should have done that sooner. Well, we tried to. We tried to do similar things, and our guys didn't do it.
We knew they had good athletes, and they have some length and some size as well. And do you feel like that was an issue for you too, or was it just the focus?
The focus was everything because we've played against guys like they have, and they are athletic. I'm not going to take anything away from what they did. They took advantage of our weaknesses and we weren't able to counteract.
I know every game is different, but you can look at, they lost to this great Bend team that you're playing in a week. So what do you got to do over the next week to get better?
Well, it's going to be a little different. Great Bend will play us a lot more zone instead of man, but it really doesn't matter what the other team is doing right now. It's what are we doing? What are we doing mentally to get ready for the game and come out with the intensity and focus that we need every night out?
Garden City falls to Junction City 49-41. We're back in a minute here on the Domino's postgame show.